Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Saddle again, Sunday, the 26th day of April 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, for the 3-hour daily broadcast. There's also InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central, weeknights, InfoWarsNews.com. Wow. I say this at the beginning of almost every broadcast now, but this is really a heavy news day. It's so important. Everything we've got here in front of us and the connection points, how all this ties together is just over the top. Protesters vow to shut down Baltimore over Freddie Gray killing. You mean they vow to attack white people and folks in restaurants over a questionable police activity? You mean they vow to make it racial, even though Baltimore, if to a great extent, is basically black run, just like Chicago to many extents? This is done because of the racial politics, the Democratic Party. There are problems with the police. There are issues with the police being militarized, like Marine Corps. The military is designed to kill people and break things. So if you militarize police, they're going to use excessive force more often. And you're going to have some departments that are out of control. But why is it constantly Democratic Party run cities like Chicago and Baltimore and New York City and D.C., where you see some of the most egregious black cop on black violence, but that never becomes a big news issue? The system wants us at each other's throats, period. And randomly shooting a cop in the head because a white cop shoots a black guy, or going in restaurants and attacking white people because they're white, does not make a protest. What it makes is racial politics, divide and conquer, social manipulation on a grand scale. It's race-based and economic-based class warfare. And it is the strategy of the New World Order, not just here, but worldwide. I mean, if it's somewhere in Latin America, they'll play off Christian versus Catholic, Protestant versus Catholic. Or if it's in Africa, it'll be Christians versus Muslims or Christians versus animist. They just need a social point through anthropology and sociology to manipulate, and that's what's done. It's truly sickening. We're going to break that down coming up today. Rand Paul, tired of GOP retreating on abortion. Shock video, Ukrainian neo-Nazis nail rebel fighter to cross, burn him alive. We're going to air and play the video and audio of this. Looks like a real execution to me. This is the type of stuff that goes on at the hands of the Muslim Brotherhood and ISIS and Al-Qaeda, all the same group by different names, in the Middle East, financed by our government. When Anderson Cooper is up there praising the Arab Spring and the rest of it, but this is by neo-Nazis that are openly being funded by NATO and our government in a proxy war against the Russians. And I don't care how bad you can claim the Russians are. I don't have a dog in this fight. I'm not Ukrainian. They're just using old divisions to get a fight going and are offensively starting a war with the Russians and are engaged in all sorts of incredible atrocities. And again, CNN calls them freedom fighters when they're throwing Molotov cocktails on police. You do that here, they're going to call you a terrorist. And I'm not endorsing doing that here either. The point is, they're endorsing it there when they wouldn't endorse it here. Of course, that was in the overthrow of the government. Now they say it's terrorism to throw Molotov cocktails at the police. But when they were overthrowing the government that was elected to put an unelected government in, then it was okay. NASA plans to use spy telescopes in dark energy mission. Well, thank God they're using them for something scientific instead of spying. Now we know why the bees are dying. Huge developments on that front. It's all coming up. Why is JP Morgan hoarding silver? Stay with us.
waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high.
Let's be clear.
In this time,
private, corporate, anti-free market forces are establishing planetary, unelected government worldwide right now. And they are using cultural differences, religious, racial, economic, to play people off against each other. Male against female, old against young, north against south, east against west. Classic divide and conquer. And while we're all busy fighting with each other, a new system is being established. And it's an anti-human, anti-freedom, anti-free will system. InfoWars. And everything we do on this radio broadcast, the TV, nightly news, the documentary films, the news websites, everything we do is simply about getting people to look at their surroundings, look at their environment, and to try to get the general population involved in imagining their own destiny and deciding to want to be players in their own lives and not just be marionettes on a string like so many puppets. And not just repeat the talking points of the controlled left-right paradigm like a cheap ventriloquist doll. Let me just give you the stacks here. There's a whole bunch of them today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 20 stacks of news. Nice round number today. Let me just give you the headlines here. So you get some of the dots we're following, some of the balls in the air that we're following. I'm not going to start with the most important story because I can't figure out which one that is. It's why I get kind of dumbfounded or shell-shocked or thunderstruck, sometimes awe-inspired, marveled when I come in here because there's so much. Shock video, Ukrainian neo-Nazis nail rebel fighter to cross, burn him alive. Media blackout. Italian courts rule vaccines cause autism. GlaxoSmithKline memo is released in court where they admitted over a decade ago that they knew full well their vaccine was causing autoimmune responses in the brain and in the gut and causing brain damage. That report's on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Continuing. Paul, tired of GOP retreating on abortion. If you watch mainstream media, you would think that he was pro-abortion. That's the type of deception they're involved in. He says he's going to champion abortion and make it a key issue. Good. That's why I'm supporting him. CBP contingency plan includes $134 million-plus dollars for a future influx of illegal immigrant youths. But don't worry, that's money to process them and make them legal. National debt soars over $18 trillion. But don't worry, parents angered over children as young as three told to sign contract promising not to use transphobic language at nursery. Because you know they're all homophobic at age three. They have to be basically indoctrinated into it. This is what we're dealing with. While all of our basic rights are stripped, we've got to put in the transgender bathrooms. Speaking of that, California citizens seek referendum to block transgender public bathroom use. And from both angles, fighting it and promoting it is just wild. Because all hell's breaking loose. The globalists are preparing for planetary war, depression, you name it, and they've got us all over the Western world fighting over men that want to take female hormones. I mean, who cares? From both sides, quit force feeding it to three-year-olds. It's pedophilia. I don't care what sexual preference it is. None of it. And people fighting it, I get why you're fighting it, but don't you understand? It's a lost battle. You're not going to just fight and take back the schools, folks. You got to admit the whole thing's been taken over, and it's social engineering. Look at this. Back on the subject of what's happening, state says bankers should pay $135,000 for refusing to bake for same-sex wedding. Bakers should pay $135,000 for their own free will wish to associate with who they want to. So this is the type of police actions going on in America with taxpayer-funded lawyers and lawsuits doing that. Germany prepares for Plan B, says Greece would need not only a third bailout, but a fourth, a fifth, or even more. See, we're all signed on to 2.2 quadrillion global fiat derivative dollars that aren't even our debts. It's impossible to ever pay back. And they're saying when you raise the debt limit, does it raise the debt limit? Of course it does. We're being maneuvered towards total collapse by design, in their own words, Cloward and Piven, the sociological battle plan. And we're too busy fining people $135,000 because they wouldn't bake a cake for a gay wedding. It's just, where are our priorities? Now, that's just part of one stack. I'm going to stop right there at that part of that stack because I didn't get halfway through it. 2,000 times normal radiation found in Tokyo playground. Officials deny any link to Fukushima. That's like denying any link to the temperature on the surface of the Earth to the sun. The UN did that 5 years ago in an official vote because all these scientists wrote them a letter saying it's the sun driving climate, so they just had a vote saying that the sun doesn't affect climate. Well, that's like saying that Fukushima doesn't cause the 2,000-plus normal radiation found in a Tokyo playground. Officials deny any link to Fukushima. But it even came out in the French news agency in Reuters 3 weeks ago that there's new leaks at Fukushima bigger than before, with 5 of the 6 wrecked, exploded, burbling cauldrons of radioactive decay that make Chernobyl look like a small incident in comparison. People say, what's the point of all this? I'm just here telling you what's going on. Why would the elite not even care about this? They basically even stopped trying to contain it now, and they just say, nothing to worry about, go back to sleep. The common sense survival instinct has been removed. That's just another article. Oh, but don't worry, they're not just removing common sense, they're removing due process. I don't care what you think of the surviving Zohar Tsarnaev and his brother Tamerlan that they executed. The point is, that official story is as phony as a $3 bill. He pled not guilty and said he was a patsy. I've talked to his aunt and mother. They've been death threatened by the U.S. government not to come on this show. I mean, I've been on the phone with them when they're threatening to kill their family, okay? That's why they won't do interviews. They set him up. They lied, all of it. And then his lawyer comes out and says he's really guilty to the jury. He's not allowed to talk. And now this lawyer is sitting there deciding if he'll get death penalty or, you know, life without parole. And the Tsarnaev relatives arrive in Boston before defense begins case. Regardless of what you think about him, does he deserve a free trial? Does he deserve a fair trial? Because believe me, this type of tyranny will be used against all of us. Simply amazing. A total kangaroo trial in front of everybody. I want to get to this report because it ties into the control grid. Automakers want to outlaw gearheads from working on their own cars, period. Car companies seek copyright restrictions to stop car enthusiasts, home mechanics. You think you own that car? You don't. And I heard David Knight talking about this Friday, so I looked it up and found other cases. I want to burrow into this, where you go now with Audis, it's mainly the Germans, as usual. You go, Toyota's doing it too. You go and put an aftermarket or a third party of some other company's parts in there, like a battery. They kill your car remotely. You bring it in, they charge you and say you didn't file the copyright fee with us to use somebody else's battery. It's a total misapplication of copyright. Disney's trying to say you can't even say the word Mickey Mouse now. McDonald's sues and says you can't say the word McDonald's. Folks, that's a fraud. You have free speech rights. It's total bull. But this is what their kill grid switches and everything really mean. Now, I've gotten through about a third of just the headlines. When we come back, protesters vow a shutdown of Baltimore over Freddie Gray killing. What's wrong with that headline? It's looters. Val. Unrest in Baltimore as thousands protest. You mean loot. Gray's death. We're going to break down the rest of the story on that front and get into just the mega load of news. The earthquake news, the volcano news. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. I want to get into students rep school lunches. Put out the hashtag, thanks Michelle Obama for screwing us out of a good meal. The school lunches have gotten so disgusting that I can't even believe it now. It is far beyond anything fed to folks in Supermax third world prisons. NASA plans to use spy telescopes in dark energy mission. Very interesting. Science Daily, are bees hooked on nectar-containing pesticides? And is that causing their numbers to decline? Did exaggerated records make warming look worse? Daily Mail. Well, I mean, that's admitted that they faked that 5 years ago. The UN got caught. ClimateGate. And here's another story that's a no-brainer. You know, did a bear go to bathroom in the woods? Putin says U.S. helped North Caucasus separatists against Russia. I mean, that's declassified. That's in Congress. And they're also doing it in Ukraine. But it's like, London Guardian, is Putin telling the truth? It's not whether Putin's good or bad. Putin says fish swim in the ocean. Wait, Putin says the West is funding separatists. I don't know. That's Vladimir Putin. The Associated Press also has the headline. I mean, the State Department admits they spent $5 billion destabilizing it. George Soros admits it. Should I play him on CNN saying it with Fareed Zakaria? Simply amazing. So that's some of what's coming up on that front. Coming up in the next segment, I want to play this video for TV viewers. I'll break it down for radio listeners. Viewer discretion is advised. The video is on Infowars.com. Shock video, Ukrainian neo-Nazis nail rebel fighter to cross, burn him alive. U.S.-backed militants carry out brutal execution. But first, if you go to drudgereport.com, on the right-hand side, there's a boil-down of all this. We also have it in our article that's a lengthy breakdown at Infowars.com. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Protesters attack innocent diners. Sports fans smash up restaurants. Loot Baltimore. And there's video of a Russian reporter, because you know the Russians are big on black slavery. They're really involved in the history here in this country. I see these every few weeks. I see where some Eastern European, it's been over 10 people killed the last few months in St. Louis because they've got some Eastern European communities there by black racists is what they are. And they get shot, beaten to death because they're white. I mean, how stupid are these racist looters that they now think Eastern Europeans had anything, who can't even speak English half the time, with their, quote, oppression? I'm going to throw up. And again, folks, I feel sorry for these ignorant, dumbed-down, gangster culture people. I don't care if they're black or white. It's just unbelievable. And the video's on Drudge. Pack of teens rob TV producer. We should post it on Infowars.com. Rampage when darkness fell. Long summer everywhere coming up. Oh, yeah, can you imagine this summer? Last summer was so bad. Rioters mainly from out of town. Baltimore protest spiral. And they're not protests. Drudge calls them looters and rioters. That's what it is. When you read all the headlines from Reuters and others, it's protesters. Let me tell you. So I don't care if you're black or you're white or Hispanic or Asian or who you are. You start bashing my windows out, trying to run me off the road, I'm going to pull a shotgun up and start shooting. I'm not going to think you're black, you're white, you're whatever. You start trying to waylay me and my family, there's not going to be any Reginald Denny. The only reason I'm going to pull a shotgun up is I don't want to kill shop owners who are behind you if I miss. And if you really run me off the road, I'm going to pull out an M4 with a 100-round barrel clip, and we're going to see how you like it. I don't care who you are, what color you are, you try to attack me. If you're a grizzly bear, I'm not going to attack you if you attack me because you got brown fur. You could have white fur. If a polar bear, everything's about color nowadays, was trying to eat me. Let's say I was in a small plane in Alaska and crashed, and we had a rifle. Most folks carry those on those planes because sometimes a polar bear will try to eat you. I would shoot it. Now, I know it's white, and I'm not supposed to shoot white things. No, see, this is all this race bull. I don't care if it's a Kodiak. I don't care if it's a grizzly bear. I don't care if it's a polar bear. I don't care what it is. A black man, a white man, or whatever. You attack me, I'm going to attack back. But it's simply disgusting video. I want to play some of the audio and for radio listeners in the video here of the RT reporter. Unrest in Baltimore as thousands protest Freddie Gray's death. And, you know, he got his back broken. There's no video. We don't know what happened. But even when there were black witnesses about the Brown case, they were saying, kill the cop, kill his family. Yeah, let's back it up and actually play the audio of just young, stupid, you know, it looks like 16-year-old kids out there. And they see a, they see, we can't really play because of cuss words, I forgot. They see a white reporter, so they must be the problem. And this is exactly what Obama was brought into office for, to energize race politics, get us off issues. And now if you think the acceleration of race-based politics is bad, wait till they accelerate gender-based politics. Wait till they accelerate, oh, you're not voting for Hillary, you're against women. See, this is for the mindless masses. Get the discussion out of there about actual issues, and let's just make it all about what color we are. Just like they say all over the different parts of the nation that got to change the name of birds if they have black in the name, or can't have a brown bag if you're in Seattle and working government because it's code for racism. I mean, just the most mindless, crazy stuff. All the real discrimination against our basic freedoms, no matter what color we are going on all around us. I've covered the statistics here that you're twice as likely if you're white or Hispanic to be shot by police. And that's because the police will actually respond in black areas a lot less because they're scared of getting sued. You can look up those numbers. But there's the perception that there's an epidemic of police killing people. What there is a epidemic of cameras, which I'm all for, exposing what was already going on. The truth is the numbers are flat. Similar, again, as I've said many times, pull the numbers up for yourself. 52% drop in gun-related crime, 51-52, since 1992, just department's own numbers, unified crime statistics using firearms. But you go to any poll, and Americans, whether it's a Gallup poll or an LA Times poll or a Mason-Dixon poll or a Zogby poll, look them up. You've probably done 15 or more reports on this with the numbers. People believe gun crime is at epidemic levels because the media is creating the perception. Does that mean I don't like seeing cops kill innocent people or bad cops get away with it? No, it's terrible. We've always covered it. The point is that we're not going to reform a corrupt government that's been hijacked by blaming the lowest level foot soldier of the system. And it's a cop-out and a scapegoat not to blame ourselves for letting corrupt politicians and other foreign interests come in and take over, who then are militarizing the police and who are going to use the attack on the police to fully bring them over to the dark side and to be total tyrants. That's the plan. That's why George Soros funds the violent protesters.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up, we've got a big stack of economic news. Dealing with the dollar, why is J.P. Morgan accumulating the biggest stockpile of physical silver in history? What will happen when you see the collapse of the dollar, which is inevitable, along with other global currencies? On top of that, they'll build a new global SDR digital currency. That's why they're moving to ban cash on a worldwide scale. That ties into Jay-Z's streaming service, Tidal, battles Apple. They say they're a victim of a smear campaign. Yeah, Jay-Z, you have been built up by the corporate system to sell their family-killing thug culture. You go up against Apple, unless you end up combining with Sony or somebody else, you're going to get brought down. Apple has this whole liberal fake front going. But it's just that. Apple runs and contracts with Foxconn and others that run giant forced labor facilities with suicide nets, forced drugging, and abortions. You think you're a real gangster? The real gangsters walk around going, oh, trendy, liberal, while they suck the funds for Haitian children and keep it for themselves. But I just see how the young people and dumb young women and all of them buy into the whole gangster hip-hop modern corporate culture because it looks confident. But it's just a fraud. It's arrested development garbage, just like the phony rock and roll culture. But that wasn't corrosive enough, so the Sumner Redstones of the world push this. I'm going to break that down. Internet billionaires face off. We're going to look at that and break it down. But I'll say I actually have one shred of respect for Jay-Z now, who I can't stand because he's actually going up against Apple. That is a seriously dangerous move. That is a serious gangster organization. They run the most vicious facilities in the world. But again, they walk around going, transgender liberal, like the Hunger Games in fiction, where all the horrible gladiatorial hosts are all male or female, or these peacocks with fancy outfits and their hair all coiffed, speaking in you know, sickening, affected language. That's done to cover the tyranny and make them look non-threatening. It's camouflage. I said I'd get to that in a minute, but I've already kind of covered it. We're seeing the death of the mainstream media, but that was planned. Then they're going to come out with corporate news divisions and governmental news divisions that report the lies directly, and there'll be no large institutional groups to do investigative journalism to break it down. That was the plan, to buy off the mainstream media that already had problems, but then to fully discredit it and kill it. Then they'll shut down the new media with regulations, fines, fees, copyright law, and things like that. That's the plan. So we're seeing the plan go according to their prescribed program.
Everything is proceeding as I have foreseen it, to quote Emperor Palpatine.
And here's the headline, LA Times. Prospect of Brian Williams returning to NBC News is fading. Again, Brian Williams is a dead political commodity. He's there to project fraud. He's there to project lies when he says, turn in your guns, take the vaccines, believe in world government, open the borders. And so the fact that he got caught in lies because veterans spoke out, just like with Private Lynch, and said that never happened, or the Pat Tillman spoke out, the stuff they said never happened. How many of these people they set up do they end up destroying? And it's an example of how the people speaking out against a giant lie can ultimately bring it down. On the signpost of the decline of dinosaur media and the end of dinosaur media, Brian Williams is an icon of that. He is a major tombstone. And I told you months ago when this all started, it wasn't hard to tell you, he will not be back at NBC News. They may, as a token to save face, bringing back in a couple years in tell-all stories about himself where they try to remake him and he apologizes and he writes a book. And then maybe you'll see him with some talk show host back. But he's done. And the globalists have all this tyranny set up and all the militarization of police set up and their cashless society system to try to totally control us because they know things like this can get out of hand. Because, yes, they wanted to discredit mainstream media and have it die a long, slow death. They don't want it to die a big, collapsing, explosive death. Now, speaking of the riots intensifying in Maryland and other areas of the country that are called protests by the media, like when the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda are blowing up churches and crucifying people upside down all over Syria and all over Libya and all over Egypt and all over Iraq, they were called by Anderson Cooper, who is CIA, he admits it. It's not normal to have CIA operatives hosting TV, folks, just so you know. It's illegal until last year. They passed a law saying it's illegal because people were pointing out it was illegal. Kind of like NSA spying is illegal, so they try to pass laws making it legal. It's like if they tried to pass law saying pedophilia was okay. I don't care if you pass a law. You touch my kid, you know what's going to happen to you. Baseball bat. Because there's a law written on my heart. Common sense. Tell fire ants there's a law against them stinging you and stick your foot in a pile of them. There comes a time when you got to stop following the edicts when they're illegal and they violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution and common sense. And while we're all busy fighting black against white like a bunch of chumps, few vets are getting care through new $10 billion VA program. Veterans healthcare system is very ill. No, it's not. It's doing exactly what it was supposed to do, Philadelphia Tribune. And they get more funding, and then things get worse. They have death panels. They have death lists. They have do not treat lists. It's on record. Address the issue. It's not broken. Jeffrey Dahmer wasn't torturing people and eating them by accident. It wasn't that Jeffrey Dahmer made a mistake. Hitler didn't make a mistake. He did it on purpose. Stalin didn't make a mistake. He did it on purpose. George Soros didn't make a mistake spending $33 million to get protesters out saying kill cops nationwide. He funded it to cause a civil war in this country. It's on purpose, premeditated. Premeditated! Okay? I've moved through that stack now. We're going to go to break here in a few minutes, but I want to start rolling this now. This is shock video. I believe it's real. They're not saying it's fake. Ukrainian neo-Nazis nail rebel fighter to cross, burn him alive. There's been a lot of reports of this confirmed. This is the first time they put a video out. U.S.-backed, and I wouldn't say U.S. Paul Watson wrote this article. It's gone viral. But, again, you mean NATO-backed, Soros-backed, New World Order-backed. We're already conquered. We're being exploited to fund this. Militants carry out brutal execution. And it just is simply amazing. Let's start rolling that footage while I give people a play-by-play. The brutal murder was reportedly carried out by members of the Azov Battalion. And they are nailing him just like Christ down. Paramilitary group forms the backbone of the forces. They wear swastikas openly, fighting against local self-defense militia in the eastern area. Advocacy independence from Ukraine. There they are, nailing him up, and they burn him to death with gasoline. Ukrainian nationals, volunteers, reportedly been accused of carrying out ISIS-style war crimes. Well, it's not crimes when it's a Christian they're killing. The clip shows a hood man kneeling in a field. As five Ukrainian militants stand around him with one reads a statement, the militants then grab the victim, who is gagged, and place him down on the wooden cross and light him on fire. And here they go, burning him. So this is what's going on, and this is what our taxpayer money, we now have U.S. soldiers aiding in the training of these individuals. And we'll go out to break with them lighting him on fire with the gasoline. Like, let's play, folks. People love fake violence. I don't like watching fake violence. I don't like watching real violence either, but people should look at this. When we come back, we'll play them torturing him. People should look who think war and all this is cute and what war crimes and torture are and should see what they do when we come back. Infowars.com/show to see the feed.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I want to slow down a little bit because I haven't hosted the show in 5 days. I took vacation time off of my family. I was unable because of family issues to take a spring break vacation, so I took off 5 days. I did file reports from the road. I did call into the show. Every time I leave, a new conspiracy arises. Where's Alex Jones? Why doesn't he host the show? I host the broadcast more than other syndicated talk show hosts. Most other syndicated talk show hosts have trouble being on air. They're exhausted. Because I know a bunch of them. They don't want to be on air. They take off an average of 5 weeks a year. I take off on average 3 weeks a year. That's less than pretty much anybody. And I do the nightly news. And I do special reports, and I make films, and I run a media operation, and I do a Sunday show you're listening to right now. So just to be clear, wild horses can't drag me away, but when I've been gone for a week, I want to talk 100 miles an hour. I've got so much I want to say. So one reason I take off is people have noticed I'm more focused and more dynamic when I have taken time off. But usually at first I'm a little hyper. This week is going to be some powerful radio because now I've kind of relaxed a little bit. I've gotten out of the gates. I've already run the first circle here, the first lap, and I'm ready to go. In fact, the second hour is coming up. We haven't even begun to get into all this news yet. Getting back to the footage released by the known certified Nazi separatist group that our government and NATO are backing. And you ask why? Well, it's still a fight from World War II. The west of Ukraine got taken over by the Nazis. And then the east got taken over by the Russians. But the east has always been part of Russia. I'm not defending it. It's just a fact. And then now the West has overthrown an elected government a year and a half ago, started a civil war, and they're now persecuting Russians in the East. So Russian soldiers are there backing them. And now NATO forces are openly fighting the Russians. We talked about this a year ago. Now it's in the news. It's unprecedented. It's dangerous. And you've got to say the Ukrainian Western groups really are unsavory. Does it mean that Western Ukrainians don't have real beefs with Russian occupation in the past? Doesn't mean the Russians don't do horrible things. But, man, you really got to wonder when they wear swastikas on their arms and NATO funds them. And George Soros, the admitted Nazi collaborator, is funding Nazis again. It's like, what is an 87-year-old man doing? He's supposed to be fishing. Thanking God he wasn't brought up in Nuremberg trials. Why does he? Because he says he's liberal, just like Apple can have death camp factories with suicide nets and forced abortions where they chain up women's kids at power poles where they crap on the ground. I mean, you can't make this up. That's mainstream news. Of course, Apple funds social groups in this country that if your kid's playing outside, the police take them. But then over there, they run slave camps. But they go around going, liberal, George Soros, liberal, Here, let's play some of the liberal Nazis burning people. Burning the Russian separatists. Here it is. So they're setting him on fire. Hits him in the stomach. They got him gagged with duct tape around his mouth. This guy's just saying, hurry up, please. That's the position I'd be in. Just get this over with. Okay. And this is the type of terror they're engaged in to scare everybody. I don't know why thugs always think doing this will make people back off. It makes you fight harder. And then it goes on from there with him burning to death. And again, we can show you tons of ISIS stuff like this as well. We only show it occasionally just to document it. You know, my dad's dad saw a lot of things in World War II. In fact, the worst stuff wasn't when he did his 22 missions for the Army Air Corps, because about half the time, 22 missions, you died, especially in the time he was flying over Europe in 1943, right with the invasion out of North Africa into Italy. But he would never let, I've told the story 50 times, I'll tell it again, he would never let my dad or my uncle waste food when they'd go to the cafeteria. He would just wait, whatever they didn't eat, he'd eat. Even though he'd grown up upper middle class in the Depression and had plenty of food, it was his experience watching starving children in Italy and Germany. After he'd served his tour in the air, they stuck him as a non-commissioned officer over supply. And he would watch the people starving to death, begging for food, and he'd have to turn them away because he wasn't authorized to give to them. But then he would end up giving them his dinner and things, these families, and he would save whatever was in the mess hall's orders and then bring that out. And I'm saying he was some saint. A normal person would see people starving by the thousands in places like Rome and then on into Germany and, you know, really got to him. And he would never watch violent movies. I mean, he didn't like it when I was a kid before he died on Gunsmoke when somebody gets shot. And it wasn't because he was a wimp. It was because he'd seen so many dead people and piles of dead bodies. And he died when I was pretty young, but I talked to some of the guys that were World War II vets that used to hunt on our ranch when I was a kid. And they, I always say, oh, tell me a war story. Tell me a war story. And they never would. And they finally told me war stories. Just the huge piles of dead bodies in Italy and Germany. Not just people killed in the death camps, but just millions starving to death. Just amazing things. And so I love how, though, people will get upset by real footage and say, oh, you shouldn't play that. But then they don't care if we watch simulated murders and deaths in movies like Saw, where the good guy tortures people to death, or Jack Bauer tortures people. And it's all sexy and cool until there's the real violence. And it's the general population's refusal to live in the real world. That's the big struggle, is between make-believe and reality. And people get so conditioned and desensitized, and their normalcy bias gets so ragged out, that they're ready to accept any real tyranny and have no real empathy when it's happening to their neighbor. And it's because I've noticed the weaker the person, the more disconnected from reality a person is, the more they love violence when it's simulated. I mean, I went and saw Fast and Furious just to analyze it. It was like a Disney ride where people drive down cliffs 10 miles through brush and boulders and their car doesn't pop a tire. You know, just the most Alice in Wonderland fantasy. And I was watching grown men, black, white, you name it, getting off on it. It's like I've gone and seen Marvel comic movies with grown men. And they get all excited when Iron Man's flying around and stuff. And it's just like, none of that's real. Do you understand a real war for human liberties going on around you right now? An epic, over-the-top battle on a planet that's having earthquakes and giant volcanoes and just nebulas and fission fusion and nuclear reactors and hadron and genetic engineering, the good, the bad, and the ugly. It is such a wild, incredible universe. And the average man, I know, wants to watch sports and a bunch of narcissistic steroid heads act crazy and say they're God. I mean, how boring is that? I mean, let me tell you, it gets boring real quick when people tell you how great you are all day and, oh my gosh, you're on TV. I mean, I can't imagine one of these Jay-Z types or one of these other narcissist types who just, I mean, I can't even tune into sports or the Mayweather fight because of all the arrogance and then all the crooks that run it and all the, it's just, that's not humanity. That doesn't represent who we are, but we're force-fed all the lowest common denominators to make us simulate and repeat that behavior. And I know we all know this, but are we conscious of it? How they're using peer pressure to turn us into something worse than animals. Because at least animals will stick up for each other. At least a cornered bobcat will fight to the death to protect his children. Humans will stand down and turn their kids over to the state like wolves. We're going to go to break, come back, start the next hour. U.S. media blackout, Italian court rules vaccines cause autism, document released, huge bombshell info. The move with kill switches to not let you control your own thermostat or your own car. Can't make that up. Huge news on what's killing the honeybees, major breakthroughs on that front, huge economic breakthrough news. Why is J.P. Morgan accumulating the biggest stockpile of physical gold in history? But before I end this hour, it's you spreading the word about this broadcast and the free podcast and the free video feeds and our AM and FM affiliates that make it all possible. Spread the word today and tomorrow and the next day. And get some of the best nutraceuticals out there. Survival Shield. Nation Iodine, that so many people are lacking in, with a free bottle of Fluoride Shield Chelating Detoxer, free bottle with the two bottles of Survival Shield. You can also get two bottles, our best deal ever, of high-quality Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver. Read about all the amazing benefits and studies and details at InfoWarsLife.com. You get a free bottle of Fluoride Shield as well. That deal ends in just 5 days when the month expires. And a lot of other specials at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And know you're funding the tip of the spear.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I was really brainstorming today. Kind of got a little bit overdriven here. I've done an overall decent job, I think, covering a lot of news. I've covered a ton of news, but I haven't gone that in-depth on a bunch of it. So what I'm going to attempt to do here is not take any calls today because I want to cover all of this information. Then tomorrow on the weekday broadcast, I will. There's a lot of other breaking news I haven't gotten to yet. Even more coming in as we speak. I'll get to all of it when we come back after the break. All the news I haven't covered, the new breaking news. I've covered half the stack so far. And then I'm going to go back into the stack if I have time and drill into a few of the top stories that I just grazed. We're going to hit what's happening in Nepal with the massive earthquake that killed 2,400. We're going to look at the South American huge volcano going off, because undoubtedly tectonic and volcanic activity is increasing around the Ring of Fire and in places like Yellowstone as well. And then we're going to look at the economic news that I mentioned earlier. Why is J.P. Morgan accumulating the biggest stockpile of physical silver in history? And then this story, you know, I don't really know if this story is true because there's so many other studies that conflict with it. But why women should check a man's finger size? This out of AARP News, and it says that if your index finger is close to the same length as your, and I've always heard this, to your ring finger, that you're going to be more aggressive and basically a bad person because you have higher testosterone. Well, I'm very combative to tyrants and thugs and bullies, and my index is a lot shorter than my ring finger. And according to these indexes, I should just be the biggest sweetie pie in the world. But that doesn't really make sense when you study deeper psychology. A lot of times, really aggressive, dominant men are nice to women, but dominant to men. I just think it's an oversimplification. If I have time, I'm going to break that down coming up today. Plus, I had my blood tested just 6 months ago. I'm 40 years old then. I'm 41 now, and I had good testosterone or high for my age. The problem was is it's breaking down into estrogen. So that's a bit toxic. And who doesn't have high cortisols when you're like this? Let's go to part of John Bowne's report. It's very, very important. Here it is.
What I'm not going to do is just wait. I think it's fair to say that I've shown a lot of patience, tried to work on a bipartisan basis as much as possible. And I'm going to keep on doing so. But in the meantime, let's figure out what we can do lawfully through executive action.
Obama's executive amnesty 2015. Texas Congressman Lamar Smith dubbed it the worst prison break in history. 2 years ago, ICE officials released into the United States more than 36,000 illegals with 88,000 convictions under their belt. 200 convictions of homicide, 400 sexual assault convictions, and around 16,000 drunk or drugged driving convictions. Thanks to FOIA requests by Judicial Watch, we know that the Department of Homeland Security told 166,000 more convicted illegals to deport themselves. Of course, none of them left. And now we have a grand total of 195,900 convicted illegals wandering around the United States, all thanks to President Obama.
And they don't show up for court.
Just last week, an illegal raped his girlfriend's 10-year-old daughter in Louisiana. Another illegal raped a 10-year-old Alabama girl. In 2014, there were 418 child rapes by illegal aliens in 1 month alone in North Carolina. The ACLU recently demanded that religious groups provide abortions for the upwards of 80% of women raped and impregnated.
That's right, they turn it around, pay for it.
Obama's promise of amnesty. The federal government has wasted $41 million taxpayer dollars deporting and importing illegals on half-full charter planes at $8,149 per flight hour on average, whether the flights are full or not. According to U.S. Census figures, illegals will account for 51 million of the U.S. population in just 8 years.
All right. Full report, biggest prison break in history, is on InfoWars.com.
On the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live. Back Sundays, you're listening to it. 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Former Congressman Ron Paul has come out and said Obama literally assassinated Americans in airstrikes. And they go, oh, but they are Al-Qaeda. No, what they are in most cases is double agent patsies that are being retired. We're going to break that down. But before I go any further, I want to talk about the tragic earthquake that struck Nepal yesterday. The hospitals have been swamped as quake toll passes 2,400, and you better believe that number is only going to go up. Overwhelmed doctors moved hundreds of patients out into the streets of Nepal's capital Sunday when aftershocks rattled hospitals and buildings already damaged by an earthquake that killed more than 2,400 people and devastated the major valley region. Kathmandu. And again, scientists claim the Earth is billions of years old. I'm not debating that. The point is that more and more mainline scientists are coming out and saying the Earth gets hit by large meteorites, asteroids. It has big earthquakes, large tectonic events, much more often than previous thought. And that certainly is what's going on. That's why so many previous civilizations have been just wiped off the face of the Earth. And there's so many legends in the cultural narrative about things like Atlantis. Chilean volcano ash could reach Brazil, some flights canceled, and they're talking about evacuating major cities. The good news is, ABC reports, volcano still active, but Chile no longer fears major blast. Chilean officials downgrade chance for major eruption of volcano. Residents begin cleanup. The point here is that, I've said this hundreds of times, honeybees kill 200-and-something people a year, wasp a couple hundred a year, black widows a couple hundreds a year, rattlesnakes close to 1,000 a year, water moccasins over 1,000 a year, deer jumping out in front of your car over 300 a year. The World Almanac has it every year. We do stories on it. But you would think that terrorism is just give up your rights, give up your freedom, we've got to spy on you to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda, when the border's wide open and the government funds Al-Qaeda and changes their name to ISIS, and then we fight them for 15 years, spend trillions of dollars, kill tens of thousands of Americans, over a million Iraqis, and now Al-Qaeda's back, bigger than ever, rebranded. So anybody that says give up liberty for security, you give up liberty, you get tyranny. The greatest insecurity is not having checks and balances and having a giant government, because special interests can and always will take it over. I mean, who knows what could happen with an asteroid? Who knows what could happen with all the bizarre scientific experiments that are going on? And just one day, blip, it's all over. They admit the Japanese and others have created black holes decades ago, little mini black holes. And just like in cartoons and movies where the black hole gets unstable and starts getting some other particles, that makes its mass increase, and it goes from being so tiny they can't even pick it up with cameras, it's microscopic, an electron microscope has to pick it up, to then sucking in everything around it, and then now you've got a serious problem on your hands. But the globalists are just obsessed with dominating fellow humans. And why is that? Because if you're dreaming, if you're inventing, if you're involved, if your celebrities are scientists and authors and people that stand up against tyranny and people that believe in humanity, people that believe in Renaissance, then the elite and the corporations can't control everything. They want to be the ones that make the decisions. They want to live while we sleep. They want to control the paradigm while we live in a proto-matrix false reality that's being constructed. A pre-matrix, in their own words. This false reality we're being inserted into from birth. Got an article here where one-third of babies are being fully raised by smartphones, by computers, before they can walk or talk. They know how to operate these machines that are lowering their IQs, rewiring their brains. Just search the term, doctors warn of iPhone time or tablet time or screen time, and they've got the brain scans a decade in. Brain damaged. Reactive. The new nanny, over a third of babies now use smartphones before they walk or talk. Washington Times. You can type in, doctors and scientists warn of screen time in children. It's programming them to be machines, not empowering the human. And I'm not against technology. I'm against the way it's deployed, just like all these big technocrats end up being public and saying, I don't allow TV in my house. I don't allow my kids to be on an iPhone. Remember? Steve Jobs said that before he died. They said, what do you kids do on their iPads or iPhones? He said, I don't allow them to have them. I don't allow them to even be around them. And let me tell you, you give your kids one of those computers on a road trip, which I've done or whatever, man, they freak out. They beg. They're obsessed. They get this weird look in their eye. I've learned to take them away from them. In fact, I made the decision, even though I know all this, to fully take them away. Because we all rationalize. Oh, let them watch a movie on a road trip. They're not just going to do that. This is a two-way mirror, a two-way crystal ball, directly to Sauron and Mordor. Saruman says to Gandalf, Gandalf says, you can't be using this crystal ball, this Palantir, that's what the NSA calls one of its surveillance systems, because it's two-way. Sauron can see back through the other way, and he goes, why should we be afraid to use it? There's always that argument. Oh, come on, Alex. Sure, they can watch you over an iPhone or over your smart ribbon. What are they going to do with it? Well, they're going to make you be driven by the computer and then tax you by the mile. They're going to make you control the temperature in your house. They're going to double charge you for your water and smart meter it, and then they'll know when you're watering when you're not supposed to. That's already happening in California. This is a perfect tool for total control. And it's not like we have angels running this grid. Angels don't play this hard. To quote Dr. Nick Begich. Now, let's shift gears into something really interesting. Now, I've known this for a long time. Not because I'm a rocket scientist, but I studied in the teens and the 20s of the last century, the 20th century, people like Colonel Sanders. He learned and ended up going because the Japanese hadn't cared to patent it. He went with corporations. This has been in mainline news. And got monosodium glutamate and the proprietary way he mass-produced it with the chemical companies. It's made out of petrochemicals. He found a way to basically push and market MSG, an excitotoxin, eats your brain, very addictive, makes you want to eat more later. The Japanese in World War I couldn't get their military to eat crappy canned horse meat. So they started putting MSG in it. They needed it like it was pumpkin pie. And it's an excitotoxin, like Dr. Blaylock, top brain surgeon, has been on many times and others, and have broken this down. He's written major white papers, but there are literally thousands of white papers by others going back to the 20s about how toxins are addictive. The main treatment for syphilis, if you go back to England 200 years ago, right through to actually about 100 years ago, by the 1920s or so, they'd phase it out. They would give you arsenic, an extremely dangerous poison, to then kill the syphilis or control its spread. It would also kill your cells. The problem was it was so addictive and acted as an amphetamine that people became what they knew as arsenic heads, has a methamphetamine type effect until you completely go insane. So it's damn if you don't. That's why they have hundreds of chemicals based on petrochemicals that they call flavorings or additives that are grandfathered in to be secret proprietary copyright material, like additives of cigarettes, that are addictive. And so now they found in a major study, and I'd already said this years ago, that because I just know we're like any other animal when it comes to our physiology. We know this in rat studies, but also insect studies. At low levels, after they've first been exposed, the bees get high off of it. The brain metabolizes it, learns how to use it to survive, and then your body becomes dependent on the poison, like alcohol or anything else. Science Daily. The bees want poison. The problem is they finally later drop dead. They've got whole hives that are basically lethargic and bombed out of their brains. Then in the winter comes, they gorge on the honey to live, and the whole hive dies. And that's why you go in the spring and your hives are all dead, because they were okay when they were during the summer, but then they eat the concentrated honey and it's full of pesticide, kills them deader than a hammer. ...2,000 times normal radiation found in Tokyo playground.
Through the lies and disinformation.
Zero hedge.
It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to break that down in a moment. Mercola reported on this decades ago. So did Dr. Blaylock, another medical doctor. But if you just search the term, aspartame makes you fat or diet drinks make you fat, they kind of confuse the issue just saying diet drinks. There's NBC News. How can diet sodas make you fat? Study may explain it. So we talk about this 20 years ago on air and get laughed at with the studies. Now it's mainstream news that diet sodas make you fat. That is aspartame-based ones. NutraSweet. Equal. Do you even know what it is if you're a new listener? It is what alcohol in a molecular structure that it's bound. But above 87 degrees for about 10 minutes, it dissolves into what alcohol? Now, I'm no rocket scientist, but mama said don't drink that. It'll make you go blind. But here's the deal. It's addictive as Hades. Just like other poisons, are bees hooked on nectar containing pesticides? Newcastle University, Science Daily. Bees are attracted to nectar-containing common pesticides. Scientists discovered this could increase their chances of exposure to high levels of pesticides. Yep, just like birds will eat China berries when they're ripe, which have alcohol in them, and they'll get so drunk they fall off the tree. I actually saw that when I was a kid. My dad said, look at that blue jay. It's drunk. It's eating China berries. And he goes, he might fall off. Sure enough, that bird fell off, got on the ground, flopped around. We went out in the backyard. My dad said, look, the blue jay hopped off into a bush, drunker than a skunk. Bees, the answers have TSA there to give them a DWI while flying while drunk. Bees have shown a preference for food which contain pesticides. How do you pronounce that? Neonicotinoids target the same mechanisms in the bee brain that are affected by nicotine in the human brain. Oh, you know how the mafia used to kill you? They'd wear a leather glove but plastic glove under it, rubber glove under it. There's like mainline books written on this. And they'd walk over and just throw it on your shirt, a few drops, in a street. It'd go through, and a few drops of pure nicotine, heart attack within 5 minutes. I mean, just devastating. Your heart will explode. Same deal. See, nicotine is an excitotoxin as well. Bees have shown a preference for food which contain pesticides. They target the same mechanism in the bee brain that affected by nicotine in the human brain. Bees are attracted to nectar-containing common pesticides. Scientists at Newcastle University and Trinity College Dublin have discovered this could increase their chances of exposure to high levels of pesticides. They seek them out, just like you or I might seek out a liquor store. Previous studies have suggested the exposure of this kind can affect bee fitness, the research published. Well, what we know is their numbers are down about 80% in the U.S., about 40% in Europe, and about 60-70% as well in England. Just look it up. They're dying. I remember 15, 16 years ago covering that. I was a kook. It wasn't happening. Now, everybody knows the bees are dying. Again, I'm not here bragging. I don't want people to say, gee, they warned the Hadron Collider could blow up half the planet. And it actually happens. Because then we won't be here talking about it later. That's what I mean. The elite are crazy. It's like some psychic deep space virus by aliens was sent here to make us kill each other. And I'm not saying that's actually happening. I'm just saying that could be a hypothesis. To get people thinking. Imagine a science fiction movie where they send in a psychological warfare virus of a high-tech system that infects biological organisms to then build psychosystems that kill each other. But for over 100 years, they've known toxins in the food make it addictive, and so it was all branding. And it goes back more than 100 years. Dr. Pepper, the oldest soft drink in the United States, almost my grandfather's grandfather, up in Temple. He was an advertising guy. He owned the Temple newspaper and a couple others. And William Gresham. And he would go into the drugstore. And they had syrups of cocaine, you name it, whatever you want. I mean, you want to get picked up, they got it. And he had a drink he liked that he called the Dr. Pepper. And he never owned that once it got picked up and made. It got real popular all around town because the ingredients in it. He wasn't the only one that liked it. They asked him, they said, Mr. Gresham, what do you think we ought to name this? He goes, you know, it's like a doctor and it peps you up. Dr. Pepper. He really felt like going out and selling advertising for his newspaper after he had one at 10, 2, and 12 or whatever it is. It's the same thing. They've known forever, and listen, I'm not telling anyone I promise you, every time I say this to an audience of millions, we get emails and comments that I'm a liar. I'm not even going to prove what I'm about to say. I'm just going to say because it's true. Kind of like the Atlantic Ocean exists off the coast of New York or New Jersey or Georgia or Florida. It just does. Not going to prove it. It's known that they are putting poisons in the food so you get addicted to their brand of so-called Frankenfood. It's not the fat killing you. It's not the, it's the GMO. It's the chemicals. And that's the problem with Michelle Obama. Number one, you don't have the government at the central level telling you what to eat. Then she never says don't eat GMO, don't eat aspartame, don't eat any of this. It's all just don't eat a lot of calories. Just pure bull. So that's how they control the crises and then give you solutions that make it worse. Now, speaking of that, that ties into this story from Zero Hedge. 2,000 times normal radiation found in Tokyo playground. Officials deny any link to Fukushima. Discovery that soil below a slide was contaminated. Fans fears for children. That's because they're just hauling off dirt miles away where fuel rods and stuff got blasted. It's getting mixed in to everything else in the country. When a specially designed robot dies in 3 hours of being exposed in Fukushima's radiation 2 weeks ago, it's clear something's not quite as propagandized in Japan. And today, the SCMP reports extremely high levels of radiation have been discovered in children's playground in Tokyo. While 2 hours of exposure to a child would be the equivalent to a maximum dose allowable in a year, Japanese officials say they do not think it's connected to the disaster at Fukushima. Kind of like if I hit you in the head with a ball-peen hammer, it's not connected to my arm. We are not sure whether this is supposed to reassure or terrorize locals. Well, that's like when this all happened 4 years ago, they caught tuna off the coast of the U.S. with high levels, and it was found in the milk and everywhere else because it bioaccumulates in the plants, and they just had the EPA come out and say, we're just going to raise the levels and say it's safe. They don't care anymore. Used to, they'd at least care. They'd upkeep the reactors. 90%+ of reactors worldwide are leaking. They just don't care anymore. What's going on? Whether it's hypothetical demons or space aliens doing this or us, it's happening. It's happening. It's going on. It's insane. It's crazy. It's nuts. It's wild. And meanwhile, we have a new life form, artificially intelligent computers. You say, well, they're not really artificially intelligent. Well, they're autonomous. They've had autonomous drones for a decade. They declassified it last year out of England that they have them, of course. The Tyrannus drone. The Tyranny drone. Yes, they actually give them names like that. Let's just talk about flaunting it. And the general public is just in a trance. We're going to come back and hammer all the rest of the news. Stay with us.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
In the 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th century, powerful combines, global corporate systems, and empires struggled for planetary domination. Systems of scientific control were developed to contend with the different powers. By the first years of the 20th century, the robber baron elite, who had already consolidated power, began a mop-up operation against the individual itself. To carry out that plan, they turned the most dark forces ever known on the globe. They turned towards using scientific systems to dismantle common sense and the human species and psychological spiritual propulsion system itself. Now, in the 21st century, a struggling, desperate humanity begins to wrest itself from the clutches of the vampire globalist. You are a soldier on the front lines of that fight. You have a free, sentient soul. You have free will. Choose wisely. Choose wisely, because the great battle for humanity is now upon us. Choose whether you wish to be conscious or submit to the technocracy.
We are broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much, my friends, for being here with us today. I usually take calls almost always on the Sunday broadcast, but today I've decided to just try to cover most of what's in my stack. I've covered probably 70, 80 articles so far, and now I've got another 30 or so I want to hit. Again, tomorrow on the weekday transmission, I will be taking your phone calls. We have a lot of very informative guests coming up this week, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. That's 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. That's 10 to 1 a.m. if you are Montana time, Mountain time, or what we call Tony Montana time. We're always on Tony Montana time here. No women, no kids. You'll think I'm a worm. You'll think I'm like you. Never. That's why he's such a good hero character, because he's so bad and worldly. But at the end of the day, he's only in the system he grew up in. And in the end, he chooses not to sell out humanity and not to kill innocent children and women. And that's why he's the hero. Because the hero isn't the fake person who's never been in the arena. The hero is the person that goes through life, but in the end makes the final decision, whose soul is pointed like a ship to the North Star, to God. And that's where I hope you're going to be. That's where I hope I'm going to be. Because I'm an upright person. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. Doesn't mean I'm on a high horse. The opposite. I am an upright person, meaning I know good from evil. I want to be good. I want to be free. I want you to be free. I've got good will towards you. The enemy has enmity and bad will. They enjoy seeing your failure. They enjoy seeing you stumble and fall. I never want to be with those people. And they come from every race, color, creed, and religion on this planet, and they're a scourge. They're weak. But they have the understanding and the knowledge of how humans operate, and they use that to sabotage us, just like they were to species from a different star. And I use that allegory every day now, because it's the only way to get people to cut and dry understand. The parasites that use anthropology, sociology, and psychology to enslave instead of to empower. Those that want to keep us in a childlike mode of believing the magician is real when he's only engaged in sleight of hand. They want to keep you in a dumb level so they can control you. And I stand against that. Put it on my tombstone. I'm for free will. I believe in humanity. And I'm desperately trying to make sure that everything our ancestors did through the incredible struggles they went through isn't done in vain, so a bunch of globalists that think they're invincible blow the planet up in a thermal nuclear war or some GMO blight Armageddon. By the way, you see the film Interstellar where there's a global blight of fungus? They're actually worried about GMO fungus getting out that'll actually do that. And eat the oxygen and fill the atmosphere. And guess what? You can look this up. I remember it was in the San Francisco Chronicle about 14 years ago, 15 years ago. But then I looked into the actual reports, and I need to do a breakdown on that. And they talked about bioweapon funguses to fill the atmosphere and kill everything. What type of governments work on such things? Planet bombs? Why would you have a planet bomb? It kills everybody. You don't want a weaponized fungus that eats everything. People are like, man, this guy's really nuts, or man, this guy's really a hero. I'm no hero. I don't want to die. I don't want my seed to die. It's a great line in it's a novel, a fiction novel, but it's a composite. It's a historical novel. That's the word they use. A lot of it's true. It actually happened. In fact, most of it actually happened. Last of the Mohicans, and you got the corrupt native chasing the other native that's the guide, and they're trying to get away. They don't want to be in the war, period. But he's there and works for the French, I guess. And he says, now I'm going to kill you, and then I'm going to kill your seed. Knowing that that's the last of the Mohicans, two of them. And, man, when you get down to fighting the enemy, you realize that they want to hurt the earth seed. They want to play God. The globalists are demons out of some dimension of hell. I don't think it's the way some of the New Agers think it's aliens or something, but it really is demonic. It's a earth-killing virus. They want to butcher the earth, the water, the genetic seed of the planet, the human seed, everything. San Francisco Gate, when the U.S. attacked itself, government tested germs, drugs on unsuspecting citizens. Yeah, that's another one you guys found, but that's what I mean. You could just search anything I say, and you'll find stuff worse than what I just said. I mean, people think I'm exaggerating. It's the opposite. I mean, this is such a freak show. Stuff so over the top. I have to look at this every day, 7 days a week. I've got a six-minute report with documents that came out in international lawsuits with GlaxoSmithKline admitting they know it gives kids autism. They've got former top head of GlaxoSmithKline, of their science division's gone public. They have the former head of the vaccine program at the FDA went public last year saying it's all a fraud. And I've got to sit here and try to explain to people that, oh, it's my opinion that vaccines might be dangerous. And then they build straw men. They don't attack what I actually say. They go, Jones doesn't believe in the science of learned immunity through inoculation. No, I know you get the smallpox and then get an immunity if you don't die from it. I know you get a certain flu and then beat it and then get an immunity to it. We never said there wasn't a real science. We said it's the precedent for this crazy government caught in tens of thousands of different secret and declassified tests, many of them lethal, to forcibly put vaccines in your body when they're now need. Again, everything's a lie. They call them vaccines. There's hundreds of new things out there, gene therapies, added recombinant DNAs, live viruses that destroy brain tissues. I mean, it's Buck Rogers, baby. And everything this elite does is to shutter our consciousness, shutter our compassion, shutter our humanity. I'll talk about Rand Paul. I'm going to go to break, come back with economic news and some really interesting science news. This is The Hill. Rand Paul, tired of GOP retreating on abortion. And again, I've watched the PSYOP. They'll come out and say he's for abortion, then they'll say he wants to ban all abortion, when he's very clear. It's a state issue, but he's pro-life. Partial birth should be banned immediately. He knows he can win that. Win what you can get right now. So then they spin it to conservative audiences on CNN that he's pro-abortion, and the liberal audiences, he wants to ban it all. Again, just pure outright lying. Listen, if we can kill 55 million babies and not say they're humans, just as an afterthought, like it's carrying out garbage, we're going to kill old people, we're going to kill veterans, we're going to kill your pension funds. People are like, well, I make more money when we kill old people. No, you don't. You take care of old people, you build an economy around taking care of them. You don't get cheaper food at McDonald's carrying out the trash yourself. You degrade the service where the whole place is dirty, and then they can actuary it to charge you more. You don't get a better price on gas having someone not pump it for you. You lower service.
Big Brother.
Big Brother.
Mainstream
media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I've been watching, and I've been waiting. We are the organic response to tyranny. And I know that once we activate the human spirit to the threat that's taking place, we've got the people, we've got the intel, we've got the motivation to turn the tide. We're having so many victories we cover here on air constantly. So the elite are trying to act confident, they're trying to act invincible, they're trying to act like they've got it all in the bag, but they're accelerating their program because they are behind schedule. I want to hit the economic news and some other science news that I mentioned, but before I go any further, this entire transmission is listener supported. When you spread the word, when you support our local sponsors, when you become a local sponsor of our wonderful AM and FM affiliates, when you buy the books, the videos, the Patriot apparel, the pro-gun, Infowars.com, Molon Labe shirts for men and women, at Infowarsstore.com, at madein1776.com. You fund the operation, but you also get high-quality clothing and you meet like-minded people. You're a walking billboard for freedom. When you go to InfoWarsLife.com, we're running some of the biggest specials ever. We've never offered a special close to this. The highest quality, 30 parts per million colloidal silver with all of its known amazing uses. I just had a sore throat, banged it out with a bottle of that. Consult your physician first. It's not a game. It's not a joke. It can be toxic in high levels. Check all the facts out at InfoWarsLife.com. You can get 50% off, $14.95, and leading competitor has the exact same stuff in Whole Foods. We just private label it for $25 to $30. So it's $14.95, usually $20 to $24.95. It's $14.95 right now at InfoWarsLife.com, and you can get free shipping on top of it. You can get two bottles of Silver Bullet. It stores for a long time. You get a free bottle of Fluoride Shield and free shipping. So half off, free shipping, and a free bottle of Fluoride Shield. But Fluoride Shield is about to sell out. So this deal was supposed to go to the end of April. It may end in just 3-4 days at current sales rates. I want to thank you all for your support. But selling stuff at this price, our profits are not as large, so it's hard to fund the operation. So please take advantage of the 10% off on all the high-quality water filtration systems. We have the side-by-side comparisons of the Pro Pure G2 systems and others, the leading competitors. But folks can claim they got better filters. I'd sell them if they were better. I have to morally sell from the studies and tests what is the best and then give you the best price. I just have to win-win. I'm 100% about reap what you sow, karma, whatever you call it. And again, it's basic programming. It's not that I don't do bad stuff because I know it'll come back on me. I know that, too. It's that I don't do it because I love doing the right thing. I'm a cult member. And I'll go further. I'm in the cult of telling the truth and not being a coward. That's what made civilization, folks, is I will not screw people over. I will not tip the waiter, even if I'm out of town, never see the waiter again. I will not cheat my competitors, even when they're lying about me. In fact, I can have stuff that can bring people down. I cannot bring myself to even report it or do it because I'm not a dirty person. I only go after organized globalist command bases. They're the big enemy. They've got to be dealt with. And when you buy our books, our videos, the T-shirts, the shortwave radios, the high-quality non-GMO organic seed vaults at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com, you are funding our entire operation, so we salute you. By the way, I want to get that guy on. There's a fellow out in California that goes around like Johnny Appleseed, and I talked about this a few years ago. I bet we get him on. He's a listener. I saw it in like the LA Times. With a straight face, they're like, good, the police have arrested a man who goes to mediums and dead junkyards on government property, and he plants different plants and then gives them to the community vegetables. That's what I said we should do. And there's a video at InfoWarsStore.com from 3 years ago where we launched the InfoWars Seed Center with the widest variety of non-GMO heirloom seeds from fruit trees right down to corn, right down to everything from rutabaga to squash to strawberries. We've got the 8 major companies that are the best out there from Survival Seed Vault to Ark Seeds. They're all there, the lowest price. I've got special agreements with the folks that produce these seeds to give you the lowest price out there at InfoWarsStore.com. And then plant it in your yard. Plant it in, give it to friends and family. It's so much one seed, and you grow a pepper plant. And then you've got all that seasoning and flavor. Pepper plants produce so much at my parents' property. They just got 4 acres. Just in one little corner where they grow the pepper plants, they grow tomatoes, so many I can't even eat them all they give me. What's the little green things a lot of people don't like that grow on like a stalk and there's a bunch of them? What's the name of those?
Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts. My parents grow Brussels sprouts. It's wonderful. Kids love it. Just go there and then purchase it, and it supports the transmission. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Don't end up like the honeybees dying from the pesticides. Now, let me go ahead and hit the economic news because I mentioned that. I'm here ranting out of control now. Where did my article go from Zero Hedge about J.P. Morgan? I just had it in front of me. I may have to actually cover that tomorrow. Can you guys put it on screen? Oh, here it is. Why is J.P. Morgan accumulating the biggest stockpile of physical silver in history? Why is the world And why in the world has J.P. Morgan accumulated more than 55 million ounces of physical silver? Well, that's simple. To then naked short it with fractional reserve banking at 10 times that level to be able to drive down the price whenever they want. And that's basically what they break down. 55 million of physical silver. 55 million ounces. We'll break this down in more detail tomorrow, but it's really important to understand the larger picture. Before I become a sputtering mess here, though, I need to slow down. I get excited towards the end of the show because I haven't covered half the news yet. What will happen to you when the dollar collapses? An excellent article at Infowars.com of the International Man. Historically, when a nation's debt exceeds its ability to repay even the interest, it can be assumed that the currency will collapse. And folks, the public is so domesticated, so dumbed down, so unself-sufficient, so entitled. Can you imagine when it all collapses? And the globalists are doing everything they can to engineer a controlled collapse to then bring in global martial law as a planetary stabilization plan with a new global bank, with all the new treaties, and a new digital world currency known as SDR that you'll access with a face scan and a thumbprint. They're going to get rid of cash and credit cards all during this new global depression to bring in their planetary regime. That's not me saying that. The Trilateral Commission said that back in the 1970s. We'll cover this in detail tomorrow on the weekday transmission. Again, most people get bated breath talking about sports. Did you see Green Bay? Did you see that catch? Did you see that? I get excited just realizing that they admit that they know vaccines cause autism and they want it to happen. That gets me angry. I mean, if you walked up and punched one of my kids in the face, I would viciously attack you. I'm no tough guy, but I couldn't control myself. I mean, you would be in deep trouble. I mean, it wouldn't matter how tough you were, you would get hurt, even if you ended up defeating me. I mean, I'm coming after you. I'm not even going to think, I'm going to ram my head into you before I even get my elbows into you, before I climb on top of you. That's all you really do in a fight. I don't have to go take jiu-jitsu training. Just jump on top, somebody start slamming their head in the ground if you attack my children. But the globalists are attacking all of us everywhere on a daily basis, economically, physically, spiritually, and we just take it. Stop taking it. Don't go out and physically attack them, but in the info war, jump on top of them, no apologies with the facts, and beat their brains out politically. Get angry, get focused. And finally, they're actually using telescopes for something that might actually be useful. NASA plans to use spy telescopes, which are much better than Hubble, in Dark Energy Mission Report, RT. Project aims to study dark energy, that's most of the universe's energy, thought to be accelerating expansion of our universe and search for exoplanets. Two former spy telescopes are now being used by NASA for the use in new scientific space mission, which could study mysterious dark energy, according to a senior official involved in the space project. Shouldn't we do stuff like this, and then the big companies can still make money and still hire people instead of wars and like build international space stations and planetary space bases and undersea bases, and the rock stars will be the undersea technicians and the space station technicians, and we'll all cheer as space stations leave the solar system and turn on their major drives on a 40-year mission, and then they'll send transmissions back and we can watch it all together and then hope our kids can grow up and be part of a mission if they want to be part of it. That's how you organize humanity. And we honor who's the most honorable, who's the most sacrificing, who has the highest IQ and actually cares about other people and brings out inventions. Not what did some David Beckham do and his tart wife or some guy that calls himself, you know, King James, LeBron James, who's the most narcissistic idiot? You know, that will destroy us. That's why the elite have made them our idols to bring us down. No, my idol is not Ozzy Osbourne. God bless you all. See you tomorrow.